Yesterday, we live on all social media platforms as a team, including all the different news sites, and we're always trying to find some interesting stories to bring to you. And this one for me, really, I was shocked. So this young lady has posted a video. She's at the graveyard with a man. They are crying and holding each other. They're holding balloons and flowers. And there's this like sad music in the background. And these are the following captions that come up. She says that my boyfriend's ex died a few years ago. Now, I know I asked all of you about how do you deal with situations if you are dating or marrying somebody whose past person died. But in this context, the person was an ex before they died. So she said, my boyfriend's ex died a few years ago. So every year for her birthday, we visit her with flowers and balloons. As in, they're at the gravesite. The girlfriend goes with her boyfriend while he visits his ex at her gravesite. Then she says, it is always emotional for him, but I always support him. Because you're seeing her crying, he's crying, okay. Then she goes on to say, because here's the kicker of this particular story. Even though he cheated on me with her once, but the past is the past. So people are confused. She's saying that's the past. I've forgiven him and love him. And she will continue to support him as he grieves his ex. Now, many people online are confused, with some even saying, oh, it makes sense because she's the one who did it. That's the only possible explanation, that it would make sense that you're going to the gravesite, and adding the aspect of the cheating. But let's take that out of the equation because it's very unique for your particular experience. That how do you deal with somebody who is grieving someone they've lost their love, and then you come into their home. There was into their lives. There was a video circulating of, it's a South African video, and I don't know where it's from, but a woman is literally sitting under a tent gravesite for her husband's funeral. Does a man not get on one knee and propose to her at the husband's funeral? So how do you all navigate these things? How do you deal with a situation where the person that you are now with still wants to continue grieving a love that they have lost? Do you think it's inappropriate? I mean, me personally, in this situation, the healing journey is different for everybody. I don't think I should be going to the graveyard with you to mourn your ex. But in real life, how do all of you deal with it? If you are dating somebody, in love with somebody whose partner, husband, wife died. Let me even up the stakes a little bit. Let's say I meet a man whose wife died 5 years ago. Okay? We get on well. I eventually meet the two children that him and the wife had. Now it's time for us to live together. Can he still have photographs of the wife in the house? I would say for the kids, because it's the children's mother to honor and remember her, great. But I wouldn't have the wife's photo on my dressing table in our main bedroom. But I really wonder, how do you navigate these situations? Because grief can be lifelong, right? The loss of our relationship ended is not the same as the loss of this person is gone for good. And on the one hand, some might say, actually, the fact that this love of his life is dead makes it easier for me to not feel insecure because I know there's no chance of him ever getting back together with her. Maybe that makes you feel better, even though me personally, it's not like I'd want to be with somebody who's still pining after someone who's gone, right? And I've seen it in movies before where you'll have a person saying, I'm competing with a dead woman or a dead man. Or a person might say, I actually would rather know the ex is alive and they ended it. There's no hope. You know it didn't work. You're not going to try it. And then there's the aspect of me feeling like, hey, am I the love of your life or is this one who is gone the love of your life? So let me know, how do you navigate this? And maybe you are somebody who's lost a significant person in your life, your wife, your husband, your life partner, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. How do you grieve and continue to honor them when you move on to be with somebody else? Are you asking your husband or wife to go with you to the gravesite to grieve for support? And then when he's crying, you're also sad. You don't want to see your person crying. So now you're also crying. Huh? So I want to hear your thoughts. And of course, I'll share some of the comments because the video went quite viral. I mean, people thought it was a joke, but it is not a joke. So yes, she did go and visit the gravesite with her boyfriend of his ex. It just so happened that he also cheated with that ex. But for her, it's the past. I've forgiven him. If I'm going to be this man's lifelong partner and eventually be his wife, how dare I not be there in his time of need? I'll even buy the balloons. I will buy the flowers. Let me even clean the grave site. Let me know your thoughts. Give us a call, 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebo Gile Mabotja.
Lines are always open
on 011-883-0702.
20 minutes after 1 o'clock, we are talking about dating somebody when their ex has died or the one they were with died, their loved ones. How do you navigate that? Or maybe you are somebody whose wife or husband or loved one has died and now you're moving on. Do you continue honoring their memory with your new person? How does it work? Because there is a woman on TikTok, and if you'd like to see the video, the account's name is Sarah, S-A-R-A, and she shares the story that her boyfriend's ex died a few years ago, so she goes with him to the graveyard regularly, buys flowers, balloons, and even when he cries, she cries as well. And then right at the end, she says, yes, he happened to have cheated on me with that particular ex, but that's in the past and I forgive him. I have to be honest, my maturity levels, Shem, we're not there yet. The software has not downloaded for that level of maturity. Give us a call, 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Let's go to the lines. Nomusa in Bedford View, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, it has been a roller coaster because, you know, I lost the father of my son. And when I met my now husband, I don't know, I didn't tell him much about him. I just said I had a partner and he took out Lobola and we broke up. But I think the reason he didn't know, that he doesn't know that he passed on, was because by the time when I met my now husband, I was on the edge of trying to break up with the one who has passed on. So I'm still grieving for him because, you know, there's not that open relationship to discuss with my now husband. I even still dream about him 5 years later, and I feel like there was no proper closure for me because we were going to get married. He took out Lobola for me, but before, as we were fighting there at the end, he got into an accident and died. So I really don't think, you know, I mean, if I were to share with my now current husband, it wouldn't work out well.
No, Musa, yeah. Let's take a few steps back because ketaba e kholo e, this is a big thing. Okay, your current husband, what does he think happened to the father of your child? Where does he think he is? Does he think that he's just disappeared?
Yeah. And when we met, I was already pregnant. So I think the fact that he saw that I was just a few months before I give birth anyway. So I think in his mind, he does act obviously as his father, but maybe he, you know, it's like that thing that he was never there when I gave birth and everything. He just disappeared, as we know most guys.
Yes.
They have that habit of disappearing to thin air.
So your child is how old now?
5.
And when your child asks you about their father, are you going to tell your child that their father is your husband?
I haven't thought of it up to that part. I think that's what actually causes a lot of stress for me, and hence I'm saying sometimes I dream of him. And the fact that, you know, for me, I think I rushed, you know, I should have just went through that process and heal, you know, because now those conversations, I'm not even sure if they're gonna come out, but I think I need to when the time is right. But I don't even know how will they be a shock for my husband. He passed on. When did he pass on? Then I have to say that, no, actually, you know, it's been a long time.
What does your family know about the one who's passed on?
My mom, everything, because I dated him, I mean, since high school, so they know everything about him. But because it's just me and my mom, I think that also helps, because there's not much, you know, conversations around that. But I in a way, I can say that I received some letters, obviously, from the trust, you know, for my son. So at some point, I'll have to tell him. And I have to tell my husband. And I think maybe this, you know, this conversation we're having is now giving me that heads up that I need to really heal about this and maybe come clean to him and tell him, so that maybe, I don't know, maybe he would want to go through this with me, the grieving period, you know.
So I want to understand, what are you most afraid of that you haven't told him? Because when you met him, it's not like you were doing anything wrong, right?
Wrong.
Unless, which is what I suspect, is that that is the person that you truly loved and would have chosen to be with. But circumstances found you at this place where a man showed up in your life and was willing to also be a parent to your child. Is that correct or am I off?
You are correct.
So if now your husband finds out from someone else but you, how do you think he will take it?
I don't know. And I, like you said, the thing that I'm also scared of sharing this is because he's been complaining, or rather noticing, that I'm somehow not, you know, giving this marriage my all. I'm dealing with stuff. So I don't want him to think that he's competing with a dead somebody, you understand? Well, even if I know deep down that he is. Yeah, so it's a bit tricky.
So you know what's going to be difficult, Nomusa, is it's going to end up burdening you and then maybe coming out in a way that is not appropriate for your child and now for your husband. Can you maybe consider talking to somebody neutral? Can be a social worker or something that can just help with the process, because my concern in this picture, yes, I feel for your husband not knowing, and again, we assume he doesn't know. For all you know, he does know, but he's waiting for you to say something. My concern is more for that 5-year-old child who is going to start asking questions.
Yeah.
Neno Musa?
Yeah.
Please talk to somebody. I know it's not easy, but the best thing you could do is get it off your chest, but have somebody guide you with how to get it off your chest. You also don't want to give too much information that is overwhelming for the husband. Let him at least be upset with one thing, which is that you could have told him sooner, but now don't also plant the seed that, well, if it weren't for him dying, you wouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Please do give us an update, and I just get somebody to help guide you through the conversation, and just sending love and light to you and your family. It's not an easy situation to be in. Nomusa, thank you so much for your call. I was not prepared for that level, but these are the things that happen in life. I was just about to go to a new caller, and we lost that person on the line. Here are some voice notes.
Hi, Sesorlebogile, Jerry here. About 17 years ago, I was dating someone whose husband has died in a car crash. And so what happened was, the lady had two daughters. So every year, when it was supposed to be the deceased's birthday, I'm telling you, the whole household would go crazy. They will buy groceries, they will light candles, they will make one big birthday party for the deceased. And it went on for 3 years, and I couldn't take it anymore, so I shipped out.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I have to say, I'm very cognizant of the one factor that would make one have to mature. Is if there are children involved and that is their parent, you cannot stop children from celebrating their late parent. So if I use the scenario, me, I'm marrying somebody, if I'm not comfortable on the days, because that wasn't my wife, I would give them space on the day to do all of those things. If I need to support by, I don't know, getting balloons, but that's part of the package. Like, that's a part of the package. You're not just marrying a person and the children they're bringing to the picture. You're bringing into it the needs of the children, the need of a child to honor their parent. It's tough and it sucks, but that's what growing up is. I see more of your messages and calls coming through.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebogile Mabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
26 minutes to 2 o'clock. If you're sitting in shock, please know all of us are sitting in shock. And I'm very grateful that some of the conversations we open up on the show really give us a sneak peek into the realities that people are living. So if you would like to be anonymous, feel free to do so if you've been in the situation. Dating somebody whose loved one, partner, significant other, spouse has died, how they honor them, how that makes you feel. Are there children involved, or are you the one who's a widow, widower, or you've lost your boyfriend or girlfriend? How does it feel moving on? Do you continue to grieve in the presence of that person? After a TikTok video went viral, it's in the USA, of a woman who goes to the gravesite with her boyfriend for him to get to visit his ex, and she supports him. 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Ellen in Johannesburg, thank you for waiting so patiently.
Hi. Good afternoon. Sorry.
Yes.
Just my opinion, if I listen to that story about the gravesite.
Yes.
The way I read it is maybe they both feel guilty because he was having an affair with this woman, and she is girlfriend or wife at the time committed suicide.
Ooh.
So now they both feel guilty, so they both
cry by the grave. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I never thought of that, Alan. So let me ask you then, do you think how the situation should be approached in general, the way the person died should factor in? Because if I were to put myself in that position, I feel like I wouldn't have, I would not have sympathy to that level. Yes, it's sad she committed suicide, but that's a part of your life, and I will give you the space to do what you need to do, as opposed to me also going there and crying, because at the end of the day, he still cheated with this woman.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, maybe we should look, you should look at the reasons she died. I mean, maybe she was sick, maybe, we don't know, but that's my opinion.
Thank you so much for that perspective, Alan. Thank you so, so much. And that's something I guess we hadn't considered, is if the person took their own life, does that change your approach as to how you're going to support your partner? I mean, it's I'm so glad I am not in that position. But I was even chatting now to the team to say, if I marry you and your wife died, I'm not going into the house that you shared. I'm not moving there. We need to create a new space, a new life. There can be pictures of your children's mother there so that your children know that she's not forgotten. I'm not trying to replace her. But strategically placed in certain places, like their bedroom. You know, these things are sensitive. 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Some of your WhatsApp messages, one says, Rilebogile, it is just madness. How dare you grieve for an ex of a partner? Ungena pilapo, as in, why are you involving yourself? This is anonymous in Kempton Park. Another person says, this is a very strange subject. Although I told my wife, if she ever passes away before me, I will take a girlfriend only because I still have needs, but I won't ever get married again because I can feel the same way about another person as I feel for my wife in my lifetime. I think they meant to say they can't feel the same way. And then another one says, it's quite irritating to deal with somebody who never overcomes the death of a loved one. I understand what you're saying. Unfortunately, grief doesn't work that way. There is no timeline. There's no time frame. For some people, they will be grieving 10 years on, and only on the 10th year do they truly start to process. One says, hi, I'm talking from personal experience. I recently lost my partner last year, and if I were to get into another relationship, I would want him to go with me when I go to put flowers by the accident site. I'm one person who still posts my late husband daily on WhatsApp, Facebook, and TikTok. Recently, there was a potential, but he got bored because he said that he felt like he has competition. And that was a sign to me that he will never be the one. So any man who will come into my life and not understand that I still love my late husband, it will never work between us. Yo, guys. Anonymous, who sent this message? I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question because you won't be able to answer me. But I think you need to ask yourself, not do I still love this man or not? You will always love that person. Death does not suddenly kill love. The question is, are you ready to move on? Because if you're still saying you post your late husband on WhatsApp, Facebook, TikTok every day, and you expect the new person in your life to be okay with it, the real question is, are you ready to move on and accept that he is no longer? And there's no rush for that. You can take 5 years, 10 years. I think the expectation that the new man in your life should be okay with how you're honoring him on the daily is maybe a little bit unrealistic. And that's just my view. That's just my view. Let's go to the lines. Two line in Kempton Park. How's it?
How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm good. So, with me, this real level, I lost a partner. And I lost her after giving birth to our baby.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's been a while now. But then, you can imagine, So after moving on, I had to move on with a bit of that grief.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, I have a little human being who will always remind me of her.
Mm.
So, and it comes a bit difficult now because in these days, I would then have a bit of an issue with my late partner. Mm. Not the late, as in the one that passed, but somebody that I moved on with.
Yes.
Where I had to sort of maybe post a picture and just, you know, happy birthday and things like that. So it became a bit of a problem because now it appeared as if this person was competing this book, which is not the case. Because we had a life, we shared a lot of things. And like you alluded, you would prefer to move into a different house.
Mm.
In this case, we moved into my house.
Mm.
So a lot of the surroundings in that place would remind me of this person.
Mm.
And it appeared as if now one does not want to move on, and which is not the case because memories are there.
Yes.
You can't, there's nothing you can do with those things.
Here's my view, Thulani, and thank you so much for sharing that experience, because there are many circumstances of why your new person would move in with you and all of those things. My view is, because we're all different, it's going to require conversation. So if, let's say, for you, you need to post on Facebook every year on your late wife's birthday, then the question is, how does that impact the other person and how does that impact the relationship? Because your late wife doesn't care that you're posting it on Facebook. So the question I would ask if I was your person would to be, why do you need to honor her publicly when I am in your life publicly? That would be my question. Not to say don't honor her. I would say there are ways you can honor her without it posing any kind of threat, discomfort, hurt towards me. And not because I'm trying to replace her, but I'm trying to create new memories with you. And the new memories with you are not with her in it.
Yeah. No, look, if the conversation went like that, maybe.
Yeah.
It would have made sense.
Yeah.
So the conversation was more like, you know, you're doing these things because you are not ready to move on and you want me to compete with this person.
Mm.
And sometimes, even when it comes to the baby, where I feel maybe she was a bit harsh when I voiced it out, then the comment would be, is it because this is not my biological child?
Mm.
And which is not the case. So it became a bit difficult.
Yes. And I think a lot of the time it just boils down to how the communication was had. Because if you don't wait for things to be calm and then you just have a conversation while you're getting along, it's going to come out in irritations of, let's say I'm trying to reprimand the child and now you're undermining me. Now I must be like, oh, it's because I'm not the mother. But that's because when things were okay, you weren't having a conversation. You understand what I'm saying? So I truly believe in family therapy. I don't know how old the child is. I think family therapy is amazing, that the three of you can go to where you have these discussions with somebody that can just help mediate and let you see each other's sides. Because nobody's going to say, act like she didn't exist. But the question is, how are you honoring her when I am in your life?
Yeah, because I mean, it was, for me, I thought it's small gestures, because it would be just like I said, happy birthdays mostly.
Yes.
Those are the days where I would do the honoring. Anything else, for me, it didn't matter, like anniversaries and any other days. I didn't see the need to, but I think with birthdays I figured, okay, yeah, it's this particular day, it reminds me of this particular person.
Mm.
I might as well honor.
Mm. Mm.
And I didn't see the need to communicate because you know about this person. I've told you where I'm coming from.
Mm.
Yes, you are meeting me. This is my situation. So but I didn't see the need now to go look for validation when I have to. You know,
but remember, you communicating is not necessarily you asking for permission. It's the same as as saying, listen, I need to come home a little bit late tonight. We're just bouncing off of each other, because if you're building a partnership, how are you doing things that impact me without telling me? And now if you say how, but you know, it's like, yeah, but I didn't know she's going to be all over Facebook. And now my friends are sending me things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, how is it impacting you, bearing in mind we're talking about a person who's not going to come back and say to you, oh, by the way, this is my old person?
Yes, I understand your question. Yes.
They don't want to call you. It's somebody that you will not even hear from.
So the way it's going to impact me is as follows. I'm trying to build a life with you, right? And I don't want to feel like the life I'm building with you involves a third person. I didn't sign up for a throuple. I signed up for a partnership. So the conversations, it might not even be a big deal had you mentioned it. But because you didn't mention it, now it might feel like, oh, is he still pining after this person? Do you understand what I'm saying?
In my case, it was mentioned.
Yeah.
I did ask, would you have a problem if I would do this? And it was, no, it's fine. In fact, I think it's a good gesture, you know,
yes.
But as years progressed, now it's appearing as if, it seems like you're still hanging on.
Yes.
It seems like you love this one more than me. It
yes.
became now a
competition of sorts.
Exercise.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
which was not the case when it started.
Yes, and I understand that when something starts, you want to be sensitive. As years go by, you start to be like, hey, can I be the only woman on your thing? But again, I encourage you to look at family therapy, because there are many layers and dynamics we're not going to get through in this conversation. She might not even feel the way that I'm sharing it. I'm just playing devil's advocate in that picture. It is so tough. It is so tricky. There is no timeline to grief and no timeline to letting go. Jay in Sandton, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I think I'm good, thanks.
Yes.
I think I can totally empathize with what the last caller has just, you know, related.
Yes.
I'm divorced. I have a child out of a divorce, a child that I love very much, a child that was born out of love. Right. And my worldview is that if his mother is happy, he is going to be happy. All right. In the same vein, if my mom was not happy, I wouldn't be happy. And so the difficulty in relationships becomes when she calls me, all right, to ask me for assistance or I extend myself.
Yes.
And that puts pressure, all right, on the woman that I'm with, the pressure that I do not understand. Okay, because I've chosen to be with, she's already moved on. I'm doing this purely in the best interest of the child.
Can I make sure
that his mother is happy.
Yes, can I please just ask you, Jay, from Sandton, to park the conversation. I see so many of your messages coming through as well. We will pick this conversation up again. We have unfortunately run out of time. I do need to go to a spot break. However, I recognize the sensitivity of the subject. We will pick it up on another day. We'll bring an expert in. We'll keep all of your details. Thank you.